COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here it go.
To Dish Nation, where we give you all the celebrity tea you can sip. That is right. Now, Chewy and Brat are still out today, but as you can see, Gary, Portia, and Headcracker joining Frank and I from Atlanta. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, y'all?
And I hope you guys are ready because we have an amazing show, a lot to dish about today. Did you ever wonder why the late Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton never hooked up? They never hooked up, and we have why. We have that answer.
At Paris Jackson, she reveals her muse, and Dionne Warwick spills the tea on why being the breadwinner and marriage doesn't mix.
Mm.
But Headcrack, what you got for us first?
Okay, y'all, so John May has been a famous singer and a ladies' man for a long time. Well, John recently shared some advice that he got early in his career from a musical icon. Now, he said, Elton John said to me back in 2002 when I was going through my first public relationship snafu, he said, "Welcome to the world of bull, darling. You have arrived." He also got some harsh criticism from a star, but he wouldn't say who it was. Now, here's what he said. Somebody, a legend, said to me one time, "You know, you don't have to try to be so funny all the time." And then he tried really hard to be funny on the thing that we were on. Now, Gary, if you had to take a shot at who the celebrity was that John Mayer was talking about, who would you guess it was?
Probably Jennifer Aniston.
That's random.
That was super random.
She tries to be all hilarious.
You know what I mean?
Rachel, she's not funny at all.
She did it because she was trying to be friends.
Well, it seems like he dove right on in because, like, John Mayer has literally dated everybody. Like, the only person I can think of who's dated as many notable people as him is maybe Leonardo DiCaprio.
Bro, oh, yeah, he went through Hollywood. I mean, he blew through Hollywood.
No, Hollywood blew through him.
I mean, you're talking Jennifer Aniston, Taylor Swift.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Mm. Oh, my God.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, yep.
Still
by the
it.
Way, who's he with now?
He's with the Grateful Dead.
He's taking a little break.
Okay. All right, well, country music legend Kenny Rogers unfortunately passed away recently. He is an icon, one of his most famous duet partners, of course, Dolly Parton. The two of them were great friends. They had great chemistry. If you watch old clips of them, you're just like, oh, yeah. Oh my God, it's amazing. And so people would always ask, were they romantically involved? And if they weren't, why not? not? Well, in a 2013 interview with People magazine, they said it was because they didn't want to ruin a good friendship. But that wasn't the main reason. Kenny said, she's been married for 40 years. And Dolly replied, and he's been married about 40 times. I couldn't catch him in between wives.
Well, she knows how to hold him. He knows when to fold.
She knows when to walk away.
Yeah.
Kenny was married 5 times throughout his life. Dolly has had the same husband since 1966.
What's her husband's
name?
Carl.
Oh. I think it's Carl. Now, Portia, do you think if you are attracted to somebody and have great chemistry, do you think it's possible for two people, no matter who you're attracted to just be friends without it going any further?
I think that it's hard to do. I think that if you are close, if you have chemistry, they're attractive, like, you're naturally going to want to probably be with that person, even if it is just your friend.
Frank, now, have you ever had that relationship with a woman where you only flirted? Like, it was hardcore, like, for whatever reason, it never went any further.
Well, I mean, you can cut the sexual tension between me and Portia with a knife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as,
yeah,
like, you know, us hooking up, I think, you know, it'll probably never happen. But my God, I mean, I each other all the time.
Oh. Hey, nah.
We've been virtually getting
like
down for years.
Yeah.
You stop it, Portia. I can see them eyes of yours. You stop it.
I know. The lens always foggy when we get done.
Actually, and by the way, he's over there dressing me with his eyes.
you're my stand-in, Heidi.
Well, I got to talk about someone on my favorite reality show. I want to talk about former Bachelor Colton Underwood, a.k.a. the Virgin Bachelor.
Oh, right.
Remember Colton?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, remember when he was on the show, he chose not to have sex because of his faith and values.
Yeah.
What are these things they call values?
I'm not sure. Confused. Why are you going on a show like The Bachelor if you've got faith and values? Come on.
Anyway, he says that rumors and bullying in high school made him question his sexuality.
He questioned it?
Oh. Yeah, in his memoir, The First Time.
Wait a second. Colton from The Bachelor has a memoir? Are you kidding me?
It's not going to be juicy at all. He didn't even have sex. How juicy can it be?
What's to tell?
Well, I guess he did, because it's called The First Time.
Oh.
So, he explained, it was one of those things where you hear something so often, you start believing it. I thought, maybe I am gay. The captain of the football team should be having sex and drinking, right? But I wasn't. So, headcrack, do you think Colton not having sex, you know, maybe made him a better athlete?
Well, I think sports that require, like, you know, forearm strength, he probably was really good at those. Shot put, javelin throw, arm wrestling.
He needed to swing a disc.
Yeah, like, I think those, he probably killed at that.
I don't think somebody could say, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay to Frank, and you're not going to go, am I gay?
Am I?
You know what I'm saying? I think you only do that if you're like, I think I might be. And this is something good to hide behind.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know?
But Gary, do you think it's a double standard that a guy who doesn't have sex and chooses to be a virgin is automatically labeled as gay?
Exactly. I mean, that's like me. I didn't give it up. I wasn't giving it up on that end, but on the back end, and people thought I was gay. So, I mean, yes, it's definitely a double standard,
wait,
honey.
You gave it up on the back end?
Wait, what?
What about the back end?
And you were also the captain of the football team.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all, everybody knows Dionne Warwick. She's been famous for a very long time and very admired, but we don't know a lot about her personal life. Well, she was actually married to a famous actor named Bill Elliott. They were married twice, as a matter of fact. And she spoke about the fact that she was the breadwinner of the family and that that possibly led to their divorce. Now, this is what she said. I was the major earning power in the family, and that is very difficult for the male ego. It just got too much to bear for my husband, and we decided that it would be best for us to part ways.
Here's what I've noticed about women making money. Is that,
oh dear,
when I'm making money, it seems like my money is just our money. But when you're making money, that's your money. And then if I have to ask you for it, if you are the breadwinner, that you are really more tight to the vest with your money. It's like, well, no, what do you want to spend that on? You want to play golf with your buddies? No. It's like, well, golf with my buddies is the pedicure that you're going to get.
Yeah, right. Me time.
Yeah, it's me time.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think, you know, in the sense that you're getting an idea of what it's like for men to be the breadwinner for so many years and how, yeah, the person who makes the money is the final say in control.
I don't know about that, but here's what I will say about Dionne Warwick. She was a singer and she was married to an actor, and I think anytime you've got two people in the same business, mm-hmm. you're going to have that rub because it's like, well, wait, I'm not doing as well as you are.
And she was blowing up.
And
at
she
the
was
time.
Blowing up, and yeah. then he was an actor. I don't know
and
what
he's
else.
Bill Elliott.
So yeah, I mean, I think there's that where it's like you're in the same line of work. That's why I think it's probably
more
important.
More people know Billy Elliott than Bill Elliott. You know, little known fact about Dionne Warwick. A little known fact is that Heidi's middle name is Dionne after Dionne
That's
Warwick.
True. My mom yep. loved Dionne Warwick, so my wow. middle name, I'm a Heidi Dionne. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yeah. cute.
When I met her, she came on our radio show, and I told her that story, and she says, "You're lying." And I said, "No, I'm not." And she goes, "Let me see your ID." She called me on
and
it.
She carded.
Yeah, she carded me, and I showed her, and she's like, "What?"
She goes, "You don't weigh no 135.
Don't go anywhere, honey. There's more Dish Nation ahead.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Well, Paris Jackson, MJ's daughter, is a model, but she's also a musician. That's right. She has a very, very beautiful voice. And she and her boyfriend, Gabrielle Glenn, have a band called The Sunflowers. And she's often spoke about how he's her inspiration. He's led her to open up more musically. She said, "Gabrielle is my muse. I owe a lot to him. I started writing about 13. I didn't really start sharing it or recording it until I met Gabrielle." Now, she's 22 years old. He is much older. He's 31 years old, and he basically feels the same way. This is what he said. "Paris is the jigsaw piece that completes me as an artist." What do y'all think?
If anybody had potential for daddy issues, it's Paris Jackson. Ooh. So, I mean, I'm 31. She's 22. I'm just going to sit back and listen and say I love her music.
11 years old.
She's going to love that. Believe me, I was 31 and I dated a 22-year-old girl.
Oh, I remember that.
And you don't have to do much. You just have to sit back and just listen. Because at 22, they think they know everything. Like, they've opened up their eyes. They know everything.
They're grown.
That's true.
Like, listen and just, yeah.
As a musician head crack, do you think, I mean, obviously, when you're writing songs, you're going to write about, a lot of people write love songs and romantic songs and all that, so it makes sense. But don't you think it's risky to sort of put all of your songwriting and all of your, "You're the puzzle piece and you're my muse" and all that? Because if that ends, then what are you left with?
I mean, I think everybody kind of has their thing that works for them. I mean, Taylor Swift has made a whole career of writing about her relationships, and it super duper works for her. So it depends on how you galvanize the energy that comes in and out of the relationship, man. You can make it rock.
But I think what he's really saying when he says Paris is the puzzle piece is like she's a corner piece, which means she's really easy.
Paris is a check. That's what she didn't even give her poor daddy any credit. When Michael Jackson bought those children, honey, they were babies, and she should at least give him some kind of credit. And talking about other people's muse and all that other mess, honey, I feel so sorry for him.
She's just talking about him right now. She gives her dad all the credit.
All right, let's move on in a completely different direction, but still musical. Korean pop or K-pop is a huge thing right
favorite.
Now.
That's my favorite.
I know you love K-pop, and groups like BTS have tons of fans all over the world. Well, now BTS is teaching you Korean, and they're doing this on a social media app. If you haven't heard about this yet, it's a media app called Weverse, and it's a series of 3-minute videos using clips of the band to teach you Korean phrases that they commonly use. That way, when you're listening to your favorite band, you can kind of understand what they're singing about.
Can you give us something, Ari?
I sure can't. I'm still in my training with the BTS language school, but think about this. So maybe you're not a K-pop fan, but maybe you would want to learn Spanish from Sofia Vergara, headcrack, or maybe Russian from Mila Kunis. Does that sound good?
Oh, my God. It sounds interesting, but I would rather learn, like, I don't know, French from, Regina Hall and Italian from Camila Cabello. Oh. They're not languages that they speak, but we'll have fun practicing.
Hey, Portia, Bradley Cooper speaks French. Do you think you could learn French from Bradley Cooper, or would you just be lost in his icy blue eyes?
I think I might be lost in the icy blue eyes. I mean, you gotta be learning. That's why most teachers, my teachers that were foreign teachers, they just weren't that attractive, because you need to be paying attention to your work. You can't be sitting up there dreaming over them and the sexy accent and the beautiful, like, words. You gotta, like, be trying to pay attention.
Well, now I learned that the BTS member, one of the members, he's named RM, he said that he learned English by watching Friends. So you got this young Korean pop star walking up to girls going, "How you doing?"
Coming up, should you ever get a discount on your child support? I'll tell you what A-list actor thinks he should. Coming up next. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
All right. Now, check this out. Some people are out here having trouble paying their child support because of the coronavirus, and one A-lister apparently is one of those people. That's Jeremy Renner. Now, he has a 7-year-old daughter by the name of Ava with his ex-wife, Sunny Pacheco, and he's been paying his ex $30,000 a month. But when his work was postponed, he wanted the payments reduced to about $11,000 a month. Well, Sunny has clapped back and she said, "It's very disheartening that in a time of global crisis, there is yet another attempt to reduce funds I rely on to provide for our child."
That's right. Give her her. She need all her money. The bad baby is eating the same $30,000 worth of food he was eating before quarantine.
That's right.
He's eating even more.
I mean,
now,
I'm eating a lot during quarantine.
Money.
I don't think it's $30,000.
Well, that's you, honey. That baby needs her money.
That baby eating some filet mignon, honey, every single day.
But if we're quarantined, there is no child care because the kid's staying at home and being homeschooled or doing anything like that. So there's not that expensive.
Well, the mama needs to be paid. If she's taking care of the child, she should be compensated.
Thank you. He's worth $50 million. Just because we've been in quarantine, 3 weeks? His money has not change to the point to where he needs to be adjusting his child support. I agree with her. It's just a tactic to try to take money out of her pocket that she need now.
It is.
She might want to donate some of that.
Right now, they put a postpone on all elective surgeries. She doesn't need the $30,000 in child support for her new boob she's getting and that convertible she just bought.
She needs to get ready for the next man, honey, after Corona.
All right, most people want to be perfect when they propose to their significant other, right?
Mm-hmm.
But check out the proposal that Zoe Kravitz and her husband, Carl Glusman, he proposed to her while he was wearing sweatpants and a tore up Friends t-shirt because I guess they both love that show. That's what he said. He goes, "I was on the verge of having a panic attack, so I needed to get into something much more loose and comfortable. In our household, holes in t-shirts are cool." So, Zoe seems kind of hippie-ish, when I think of her. She seems kind of a hippie. Do you think she's cool with this head crack, this proposal?
Absolutely. She seems like such a free-flowing individual, the way, she's, real nonchalant about things. So, if that's how she want to rock, I'm not mad at it. Yeah.
Right.
Now, Heidi, how did you propose to your wife? Did you dress up when you proposed?
Oh, no, honey, I got proposed to.
Oh,
you did? I thought you did the proposing.
No,
you seem so romantic that. Okay, well, how did she do it?
But she is, too. She was selling her house, the house that we used to rendezvous in, and she wanted to...
We were out getting
our nails. Yeah, and so the house was on the market, and I think it had been sold, and she wanted to stop by the house to get mail, and she goes, "Come in with me." And I said, "Oh, I'll just wait in the car." She goes, "Just come in with me." I said, "I don't want to." So we're in this, fight of me not wanting to get out of the car, and she goes, "Could you please just come out of the car?" I opened the front door, and it had been laid with... candles everywhere. And then since the house was empty... She just had a blow-up mattress with white linens on the floor. And then we had a little dinner. And she goes, "I wanted to have one last night in this house where we sort of became one."
Well, did you divulge that to the new owners? You guys were scissoring all over the living room before I moved in?
Yes, and they paid $20,000 over asking.
Take me out.
They had to re-wax the floors.
There was a sexual sacrifice.
But no, but we too were not dressed up. I had sweatpants and flip-flops on.
How are you gonna explain this stain?
It won't
buff
her out.
Did they have cats or something that had kidney problems? Heat all over our wood floors.
All right, up next, honey, we got a story that's a doggone shame. Don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Heidi, you're going to want to hear this one. Mm-hmm. Working from home might be tough for some people, but their pets seem to love it.
Oh, yeah.
And a 7-year-old dachshund named Rolo the hot dog, he loved it so much that he sprained his tail. His human explained, "So my dog has been so happy that everyone is home for quarantine that his tail has stopped working. So we went to the vet, and the vet said he had sprained his tail from excessively wagging it.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
Heidi, do your dogs like it when you're at home?
Yes, they do. But I have...
I like it when you're at home, too.
His tail wags so hard when I'm at home, and he's here.
I think I sprained my coccyx.
Yeah, you do have a tail. It's a devil's tail. Where are your horns and your pitchfork? I have Yorkies, so they don't have tails, so they just have like these little Tootsie Roll nubbins at the end of their butt, and you can't really see them wagging. So they have to sort of wag with their whole booty.
Would this happen with a cat? Are cats happy that you're home, Ed Crack?
No, I think cats hate when you're at home. Like, you know, because, like, you know, you want to pet them, and they're all sneaky and they're running around. If anything, you might break your tail trying to catch the cat.
Yeah.
I heard the stay-at-home order was lifted, but it's not.
No, they said you can go back to work.
No, go outside. No mask or needed. Go outside.
Cats just seem so grumpy, or like they would either be around the house hunting you all day. Like, they just seem so damn sneaky.
No cats?
Yeah.
Is a dog wagging his tail equivalent to a woman twerking because I'm at home all day? Yes.
That could work, Gary.
Yeah. My wife's more like a cat. go outside. It's fine.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.